This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Tamara Markins has always dreamed of performing in a ballet, and she loves the Nutcracker.
I've always loved the Sugar Plum Fairy. And the very beginning of the show, where Claire gets the Nutcracker and she holds it and she looks up at it and just dances with it very gracefully. It's just something that touches my heart.
Tamara's dreams are coming true this December. We'll hear more from Tamara in a moment. Now, here's Elizabeth Hester, the director of the Wilmington Ballet Company and the U.S. International Ballet. These two entities are producing the Great Wilmington Nutcracker this weekend.
So we now have 30 dancers from five countries under the leadership of Walter Angelini and Inez Albertini. They're a couple, a married couple, who are Italian ballet stars who moved here from Italy to found this company with us.
And some of these dancers will be in this performance of the Nutcracker.
All of these dancers will be in the performance of the Nutcracker.
All of them?
All of them.
Even before Elizabeth brought the bevy of professional ballerinas to town, her Nutcracker has always been an extravagant event.
I always say that it's an immersive spectacle experience. From the moment you walk in until the end of the show, there's a choir singing in the lobby. You come into the theater and there's a pre-show going on. You have stilt walkers and choir members come down the aisles as we're performing. And for that reason, I think it entertains anyone. We will surprise you in the theater. Our intermission show this year is really amazing. We're working with Special Olympics, and we are doing an adaptive dance intermission show, and it involves dancers from our company, children dancers, and our adaptive dancers from Special Olympics. We have two couples and a very special young lady with cerebral palsy who dances with her friends in her wheelchair. And the five adaptive dancers are integrated into the party scene. They come to the party and, and dance with everyone at the party. And it's really beautiful.
That's really cool. Now back to Tamara Markins, who loves the Nutcracker. She is part of the group from the Special Olympics performing in this show.
Well, I'm actually doing the intermission show, and I'm also doing the party scene. We're learning a lot of steps and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
Tell me about the dancing you're doing for the party scene.
So we're doing the box step, and where we have to hold our hands, and we're going around and dancing together.
Like a waltz?
Like a waltz.
That must be so much fun.
It is very fun.
Do you get a fancy costume as well?
Yes, you do get a very fancy costume.
Now, Elizabeth, you're known for your fancy costumes.
We do have an elaborate party scene, as you well know, and this is no exception.
Are you dancing with a gentleman?
Yes, I am.
And how is he? Is he dancing all right?
Yeah, he dances really good because he is actually my dance partner at the bowling alley because we dance all the time.
So you love dancing.
Yes.
How did you find out about the opportunity to perform in the Nutcracker?
Well, I found out from a friend of mine that I go to tennis with. His name is Trevor. And his mom told me about the ballet. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be a great opportunity. Because this was my dream since I was a little girl. I wanted to be in the ballet. So I was like, ooh, let's do this. So I did, and I signed up, and here I am today.
The Great Wilmington Nutcracker is at the Wilson Center this Saturday at 6 o'clock and Sunday at 3. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.